Okay. The other testimony is that in the year 2019, the enemy attacked me in August 7, congested heart failure. And death came. It almost came because I saw it. And I remember my daughter said, the doctor said, and I left church. It's T, my nephew here by adoption, took me to the hospital. And I saw the darkness, and the doctor told Jada and them that I don't know if she's going to make it because she's bad. But it probably was in my mind or in my spirit, but I could see the church praying for me. And I knew that Sister Cora and T was praying for me because I think they were the only one that knew that he had taken me up to the clinic. Then in October, I got a phone call. I was sitting at my desk, and I got a phone call. And the nurse said, Miss Bounds, I hate to tell you this over the phone, but you have cancer. Oh, cancer. You know what people do when they hear that word? They go berserk. They get out of control. But I hung the phone up, and I said to myself, they got a wrong report. But because I took her at her word, tears came down, and I wiped my face. I picked up the phone. I called one sister and Sister Cora, and I told them what had been said. They never missed a beat. They got in line with me. And from that, for a whole month, I kept going to work. I did tell my supervisor. But for a whole month, I kept going to work, and it never even crossed my mind. Because let me tell you about the enemy. If he can get your mind and get you to thinking about sickness and get you to thinking about death, he will kill you. He will kill you. So everybody was looking at me. They go in the store, and they said, Marie, you look good. I said, thank you. I think they wanted, I don't know what they expected. I have no idea what they expected. But in him, me and in him had a talk. We had a talk. I was laying there on the table. They sticking and poking, doing biopsies. Had already had one, had to do another. And I'm laying there talking to in him. Talking to the Father, just like he was standing. And he, I guess, I couldn't see him, but I guess he was standing right there by me. And I told him, I understand that people who will take cancer and accept it into their lives, and I won't bash them, I won't talk about them, but I'm not the one. I'm not the one. I will not accept this cancer. I will not take treatments that will have me sick for a year or so. And I had two of my kids to get really upset with me because they said it's only for a short period. I said, I'm not putting poison in my body. I will not. And I my belief and my prayer is that I never will because I will not battle cancer anymore. Now, this is what God said to me. It's like he came right there by me, and he said, you go and get that cancer out of you, because that's where my faith was for the surgeon to get it out. They told me it was just had moved out of the duct. It was real small, couldn't even hardly see it. So he said, go get it out. He said, but do not get chemo nor radiation. They tried to talk me into it every which way but loose. But I chose to stand on. When God done told you something, all you can do, you can't be moved. All you can do is stand on what he's told you. Don't let the enemy come. One of my children said, Mama, just do it. Because, you know, they was looking at, oh, what if he didn't get it all? what if it comes back? But when I finally told them what God said, and I was really totally surprised, they didn't open their mouths. And I shared that with one lady, and I thought she was going to come back with saying, oh, you still, you know what she said? If God said it, I can't argue with that. Right? I can't argue with that. If God said it, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. And then I'm 63 years old. Oh, December 4th, I'll be telling y'all my birthday. December 4th, I'll be 64. I thought my working days were over. I was working part-time. And even I thought this. A job came available, and I applied because I had worked at this place. And I thought, negative thinking, I thought, well, at this age, and I knew some of the applicants that applied had more education, was so much younger. And I said, I probably won't get it. But this is what I told God, because I didn't ask him for it. Because I found out God is my source. And as long as he's my source, I can work or not work, I'm going to be taken care of. But I told him, if it's for me, then it's for me. And I left it just like that. And the lady called and said, you got the job. I said, I got the job. And people seem to think it's a really big thing because Waterman has never had a black librarian. But it wasn't anything big to me. Because I told the Lord, I will continue to stay meek and humble. Because you put me here so that when somebody come through that door needs a word in him, I'll give it to him. I'll tell them about the love of God. I will tell them, standing flat-footed, which one is it, Mrs. Corr? Flat-footed. But I will stand and tell them about God Almighty. And I know how to do it, and I know when to do it. Because I told my boss that hired me, I said, God is number one in my life. And I will witness to people, but I know how to do that. I know when to do that. Holy Spirit will be my guide. He will teach me and show me who needs a word. And that's what I will do. So I believe that the job was given to me not because they were so, well, she did say, I really enjoyed the interview with you. She said, you just tell it like it is. I said, that's the only thing I know to do.